Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Kyle Gargaro, editorial director of the ACHR News. This podcast is sponsored by Live Oak Bank. Today, we're talking with Live Oak Bank's Vice President of Service Contractors, Brandon Bolin. Thanks for joining us today, Brandon.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. I'm looking forward to being here today.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. Why don't you start off by just letting our listeners know a little bit more about Live Oak Bank, what you guys are all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So Live Oak Bank, we are a unique bank. So we are FDIC insured. We're not an online lender. We are an actual, BANK. But we're unique in comparison to other banks across the country, because most people, when they think of a bank, they're thinking bank branches, mortgages, checking accounts for both their business, personal, all types of business loans with no real specialization in any one industry or any one product. But the way we were founded in the late 2000s, we were actually known as the Doggy Bank, because all we did was focus on providing SBA loans to veterinarians. So we were specialized in one industry, using our specialization in one product. And as we've grown throughout the years, rather than, our expanding into mortgages or consumer type financing, we've continued to increase our knowledge in specific industries and then use our expertise in providing SBA loans to that specific industry. And in 2018, we started lending to the home services space. So thinking, you think of HVAC, plumbing, and electrical service companies using SBA loans. So my team here at the bank, all we do is focus on providing business loans to air conditioning and plumbing business owners who are looking to grow their business via acquisition or buy real estate, or, that owner who has a general manager who wants to transition to the next generation and they need a loan to do that. We provide financing. So we have a specialization in SBA loans and then a specialization, specifically in the air conditioning space and providing financing, which is pretty much the exact opposite of most banks.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you. So I guess most reasons HVAC contractors are coming to you to a loan is to do something to grow. They need a little extra capital to help them kind of take their business to the next level.
Correct. So the main product we use is called an SBA loan. So it's a Small Business Administration 7A loan. I'm sure many of the listeners probably received PPP loans during the shutdowns in their respective states, and that kind of brought the SBA's lending programs to the forefront. But the 7A program is there year after year. Lending program where the government, essentially what they do is guarantee the loans to the small business. And what that allows is banks to lend based on the cash flow of the business and not collateral. So that means a small business owner, an air conditioning company's owner, access to getting financing to grow their business is greater. And so people are looking to grow via buying other air conditioning companies, whether it's a competitor or a new service area, building a brand new facility so that they can have a training center in there and more parking lot space for vehicles or more warehouse space for inventory that's on consignment, working capital. There's a ton of different reasons for folks to seek financing. So that's what people are reaching out to, is to get a loan to access that capital to grow their company.
Okay. And you raised a good point with the PPP loans. I guess that kind of underlines the importance of a contractor having a relationship with the bank. I know that was something where people had to move pretty quickly. And at least that first one, there were limited opportunities. So you want to talk a little bit about that, about the importance of the contractor working with the bank kind of hand in hand?
Yeah, it's certainly important. And PPP loans, I'll kind of backtrack. So 3 years ago, when we researched industries to begin lending to, we look for highly fragmented industries where the business owners don't necessarily have a national bank they can go to for their financing needs. So when we researched the industry, a lot of, companies doing $15 to $20 million in sales didn't really have a relationship with a bank that was capable of giving them you know, a $5 million loan to acquire another business, right? They had their local bank that they had checking and savings accounts with, or operating accounts, and then a line of credit. But they didn't really talk to their banker all that much, and their banker didn't understand the options available to them. So the PPP loan really brought to the forefront the importance of having a relationship with knowledgeable bankers about the products available to you. And so it was a really immediate need, right, for people to get capital in their hands so that they could maintain their staffing and whatnot. And, you know, it was a great product to make sure businesses were able to stay afloat and keep people employed. But it definitely accelerated business owners in the home services space really thinking about long-term about having relationships with banks that can get them capital in times of, you know, really immediate need, but also for overall, you know, planning and growth of the company.
Sure. And we've noticed a trend here at the news. There's a lot more HVC companies buying other HVC companies. Hey, have you kind of seen that in your business? Like maybe in the last year and a half, 2 years, has that skyrocketed on you guys too?
Yeah, certainly. So we're all aware of the private equity interest in the HVAC space, which has spurred a lot of people looking to sell and people also thinking about growing via acquisition. And it's just brought mergers and acquisitions to the forefront of people's minds. As a bank, you know, with SBA loans, typically, you know, we're focusing on founder-owned or individual-owned heating and air companies that are, you know, anywhere from $1 million in sales up to $15 million plus in sales. So we have a variety of different sized customers, but I think the private equity interest in, has really caused a lot of mergers and acquisitions to start taking place, but it's also kept, you know, the owner who's got $6 million in sales, they're in their late 30s, early 40s. You know, previously they weren't thinking about making bigger acquisitions, but now with all of this taking place, they might not want to sell their company. They might want to grow, and they alone are now looking for acquisitions in their own area, you know, using their strong balance sheet and using their relationship with their lender, whether that's us or their local bank, to search for acquisitions. So it's certainly, you know, at the highest levels of the industry in terms of size is taking place, but also, you know, with folks doing $1 million of sales and looking to grow their business. So it's definitely heating up and will probably continue that way with a lot of owners, you know, approaching their retirement age and wanting to sell.
Right. How about the HVAC contractors that are selling, but kind of keeping it in the family, giving it to, you know, a son or a daughter or so someone related to them? Do you help them navigate that as well? Would that be under your guys' jurisdiction?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we would consider a succession plan. And we'll lump, you know, family members that work at the business, as well as it could be a general manager who works at the company. And what we've noticed is a lot of folks that are looking to sell their business would love to sell it to family members or those who have worked at the company that have helped them grow that value, and somebody that they know will transition the business well, you know, maintain good relationships with their customers and employees, and build their legacy that they built as the seller. But that type of financing is something that we do as well, which can take a few different forms. So a lot of times when the seller is looking to sell their business to their son or daughter or general manager, which might be this, you know, one in the same, their son might be the general manager, and they'd like to, that son would like to buy the business from their father or mom. A lot of times the son or GM doesn't have ownership in the business. So if they have money for a 10% down payment, what, you know, if the seller's looking to sell their business for $1 million and the buyer has 10% to put down, the bank, Live Oak Bank or an SBA lender can use an SBA 7A loan to finance the remaining 90% of that purchase. So that allows that buyer with a very reasonable down payment to assume ownership in that succession plan and get a bank loan as well to do it. And then the seller gets all the money up front from the sale of their business. So the seller is able to retire and continue their legacy by transitioning it over to, you know, their chosen successor. So that's something that we can do as well. And obviously there's a lot of, like any loan, it has to be approved. So the buyer has to have good credit and a strong resume. And they're, you know, make sure they have the correct licensing or the business will be licensed in whatever state they're in. But it's absolutely something we can do from a succession planning standpoint. I'm sorry if I'm getting long-winded. There's also the option for a partner buyout where some folks may have an equity interest in the business already. Maybe it's 15% and their dad owns 85%. They want to buy him out fully. There are also SBA options to do that as well that allow you to either, you know, put 10% down and the bank can finance 90% of the partner buyout. And there's options where if certain variables are correct, we could finance one partner buying out their other partner with no money down. So the bank providing 100% financing for a partner buyout. So there's a few different ways for succession plans to be enacted to transition a business to, you know, a family member or an employee.
Okay, great. And no need to apologize, but all the information, this is an important topic for contractors, so we certainly don't want to leave anything out. I did have a question, though. If contractors come into a bank to get some financing for whatever reason, kind of what do they have to have in place already before they get you guys? What ducks in a row should they have before they contact the bank?
Yeah, great question. So I'm going to assume, let's assume it's I own, or the borrower owns an existing heating and air company, and they're looking to buy another business or buy their own real estate for their business. You know, what are we going to ask for as a bank? So we'll ask for past 3 years tax returns on the business side and a year-to-date profit and loss within 90 days. So that means they need to be keeping up to date with the financials through their business. And not be 6 months behind or 12 months behind, because then their financials won't be as up to date, which we know a lot of, you know, QuickBooks is integrated with a lot of the field management software companies. So a lot of that is available to folks, but we'll also need, you know, business debt schedule. And then on the personal side, so even though it is a business loan, an SBA loan does require a personal guarantee from any owner of 20% or more of the business that's seeking financing. So we do pull your personal credit, which we're looking for at least a 660 and above. And then we're also gonna get your personal tax returns and a personal financial statement to see what assets you have, if there's any outside collateral that can be pledged to the loan. But we collect all of those documents because ultimately what we wanna see are three things, right? We wanna make sure that the owner has the right resume. And if you're an existing owner of a successful heating and air company, you know, that box is going to be checked. And then we look for good personal credit, so at least the 660 above, and good past personal credit as well prior to that. And then last but not least, the biggest thing is, because collateral isn't necessarily the basis of approval for an SBA loan, the biggest thing we're looking at is going to be cash flow or the business's ability to repay debt, right? So that means we're taking a big look at the profitability of the business. So if folks are thinking about financing, but they're, you know, running a lot of marketing expense through the business or what have you, that reduces profitability or their taxable income, if you're thinking about getting a loan, you might want to dial some of that back if the company is still able to be profitable and grow. So those are all things to keep in mind if somebody is looking to go to their bank to get a loan to buy a business or buy real estate or what have you. And we really encourage folks to reach out early and often to build that relationship with the bank, because then your bank can be a partner with you as you look to grow your business.
All right, great. Well, Brandon, I know we covered a lot here today, but certainly we did not cover it all. If someone's interested in learning a little bit more, maybe to send them to your website, how can they learn a little bit more about Live Oak Bank and this process?
Yeah, so they can they can email me at Brandon, which is brandon.bolen@liveoak.bank. They can go to liveoakbank.com and fill out an online inquiry, or my phone number is 910-550-2858. And that will allow them to contact us if they have any questions, reach out anytime, or fill out an online form at our website, just with any opportunity that they have to that might require bank financing. And we'd be happy to help out and see how we can partner with them.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today, Brandon.
Thank you, Kyle.